我们先来念三段的圣经。
Let's read three scriptures.
第一段是在哥罗西书的四章七到十八节。
First is Colossians chapter four, verse seven to eight.
哥罗西书 第四章七到十八节，由我亲爱的弟兄推基古要将我一切的事都告诉你们，他是忠心的执事，和我一同做主的仆人，我特意打发他到你们那里去，好叫你们知道我们的光景，又叫他安慰你们的心。我又打发一位忠心亲爱忠心的兄弟阿尼西姆同去，他也是你们那里的人，他们要把这里一切的事都告诉你们。与我一同坐监的亚历达古问你们安，巴拿巴的表弟马可也问你们安。说到这马可，你们已经受了吩咐，他若到了你们那里，你们就接待他。尤树又称为尤士都也问你们安。奉歌里的人中，只有这三个人是为神的国与我一同做工的，也是叫我心里得安慰的。由你们那里的人做基督耶稣仆人的以巴弗问你们安。他在祷告之间常为你们竭力的祈求，愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全，信心充足，能站立得稳。他为你们和老底家并希拉波利的弟兄多多的劳苦，这是我可以给他做见证的。所亲爱的医生路加和迪马问你们安。请问老底家的弟兄和宁法并他家里的教会安。你们念了这书信，便交给老底家的教会，叫他们也念。你们也要念从老底家来的书信，要对亚基布说，务要谨慎，尽你从主所受的职分。我保罗亲笔问你们安。你们要纪念我的捆锁，愿恩惠常与你们同在。
Tychicus, a beloved brother, faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord, will tell you all the news about me. I am sending him to you for this very purpose.That he may know your circumstances and comfort your hearts. With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother who is one of you, they will make known to you all things which are happening here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you with Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, about whom you reviewed instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him.And Jesus, who is called Justice. These are my only fellow workers for the kingdom of God who are of the circumcision. They have proved to me a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a bondservant of Christ, who greets you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God.For I bear him witness that he has a great zeal for you, and those who are in Laodicea, and those in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Great brethren who are in Laodicea and in Lymphas, and in the church that is in his house. And with this letter has been read among you, have it read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and see that you read also the letter from Laodicea, and then say to the Archippus, see that you complete the task that you have received in the Lord. I, Paul, write this greetings with my own hand. Remember my chains.Grace be with you.
我们注意在这一段的信息里边，保罗他向教会，他在这儿一共提到十一位弟兄的名字。
Let's pay attention here. Paul mentioned the 11 names of these brothers.
那么在这十一位的里边呢，有八位的弟兄是当时在罗马城里他和保罗一同坐监的。
Among eight out of these 11, they were.Prison with Paul in Rome.
那我们现在再来念尼西米记的第一章五节。
Okay, let's read read Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 5.
耶和华天上的神，大而可畏的神啊，你向爱你、守你诫命的人守约是慈爱。
And I said, I pray, Lord God of heaven, O great and awesome God, you who keep your covenant and mercy with those who love you and observe your commandments.
在尼希米的祷告的里边，神向爱他的人守约是慈爱，这句话是我们在旧约里边我们常常听见的。
We often hear this from Nehemiah, and in his prayer he said,the God, you who keep your covenant and mercy.
那么在尼希米的时代，犹太人他们要从巴比伦归回了。
In the time of Nehemiah, the Jew, they returned, to Jerusalem from Babylonia.
那么他们要在一片的废墟的上面，他们重建圣殿，重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
They will rebuild the temple and the wall from rubbles.
那么我们知道那段的历史，我们就知道这一段的历史的当中是有许多的失败，是有许多的软弱。
If we know the history of the time, we know there is many, weaknesses and many failures.
那么甚至连他们自己都放弃了。
Even they themselves, they gave up.
但是尼希米在他的祷告里边，他提到一件事情：人可以放弃，但是神从来不放弃人。
In the prayer of Nehemiah, he said, even man can give up, but God never gives up.
因为神向人守约是慈爱。
Because God keeps His covenant and mercy with love.
我们再回头读哥罗西书的三章十二到十五节。
Now let's read Colossians chapter 3 verse 12 to 15.
所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁慈爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的，又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体。
Therefore, as the election of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humanity, meekness, long-suffering,bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body.And be thankful.
那么这一段的话，我们都知道，当然是保罗他在讲到兄弟相爱。
And here we know, and Paul is talking about the love of the brotherhood.
那么这当然是兄弟相爱的原则。
This is the principle of the brotherly love.
那么我们怎么放到具体的实行当中去呢？
And how do we put in practice?
所以这就是哥罗西书第四章最后一段的信息，保罗就借着这十几个人向我们讲了兄弟相爱这个原则的实行。
And this is what Colossians chapter 4 shows us. Those brothers, how do they love, has showed this brotherly love in their practice.
我们有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
以你的慈爱和恩典是够用的。
Because your mercy...And your grace is sufficient.
主，我们谢谢你，今天我们能够聚集在主你的脚前。
We thank you, you put us together, gather here before you.
愿主你在我们里边的恩上加上恩。
And may your grace upon grace.
叫我们不但有说话的恩典。
And not only we have the gift to speak.
我们也有听话的恩典。
And we have a gift of hear.
我们更有顺服主你话语的恩典。
Have the gift of obey your word.
叫你的话进到我们里边。
May your words enter to our hearts.
能够得着主你力上加力。
And it will be strength upon strength.
成为我们在你面前，在世 人面前的见证。
And become the testimony before you and before the world.
我们把这一段的时间，我们在仰望交在主你同在荣耀的当中。
We place the following time in the presence of your glory.
听我们的祷告，乃是靠主耶稣得胜的名求。
Hear our prayer in the victorious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 保罗他在哥罗西书的四章七到十八节，他就告诉我们说。
The 7th to 18th verse in chapter 4 Colossians, Paul tells us.
那么他在罗马城坐监的时候，身边是一共有八位的弟兄姊妹。这弟兄，那么这是我们刚才提到的。
And then when he was prisoned in Rome, there were eight brothers with him.
那么加上他自己一共是九个人。
And then plus himself, there were nine together.
那这九个人，他们因着兄弟相爱，他们就成了极其美好的见证。
Because this brotherly love, it becomes a wonderful perfect testimony.
但是我们从另外一个方面来看，
From the other aspect,
什么地方有这九个人聚在一起，什么地方就是一个联合国。
When there are nine people get together, that is a kingdom, united kingdom.
United Nations. 因为他们中间有犹太人，也有外邦人。
Because they have Jews and they have Gentiles.
他们有老年人，他们也有年轻人。
There are seniors and then young people.
他们中间有的是做医生的，有的甚至是奴隶。
And then some of them are physicians, some are even slaves.
所以我们可以看见他们每个人的秉性，他们的背景，甚至是他们属灵生命的经历和身量，他们彼此都是非常不同的。
They're quite different of their backgrounds, their personalities, and then, and even their spiritual stature is different.
那么我们以为就是他们中间定规是要有一个分门别类的。
We think there must be a division.
那么比如说今天在美国有的大学的里边，我是说有的大学，不是全部的大学，有的大学的里边现在仍然是 保留着师生有别的这个传统的。
In some university in America, they still have the different regulations.Between faculty and students.
那么如果是这样的话呢，那么在学校里，特别的是在课室的里边，你看见打领带穿西服的是一定是教授。
In such school, you will see if people wear dress code and tie, there be the faculty, the professors.
那么不是学生，因为学生不允许这样做的。
And then if you are a student, you are not allowed to dress like that.
所以大家虽然是在一个校园的里边，但是你凭着一条的领带，你就可以把学生和教授，你可以分别归类了。
Even though all of them live on the same campus, but because of that one tie, will divide who is the professor, who is a student.
但是在罗马城的监狱的里边，那九位弟兄他们却不是这样的。
But in the prison of Rome, these nine brothers, they're not like that.
他们虽然是不同的，但是照着哥罗西三章十五节话，那里说他们是归为一体的。
And then even though they're different, but according to the Colossians chapter 3 verse 5, it says they're in one body.
那么我记得我刚来当伯的时候。
When I just came to Dumbo.
那么一位年长的弟兄就勉励我。
And then an elderly brother encouraged me.
他说你到了那边要和弟兄们搅在一起。
When you go there, you need interact with all brothers and sisters.
那我开始我是很不理解这个字，什么叫搅在一起。
I didn't understand what is to call is to just be one of them.
从我自己的年龄的背景、受教育的背景，搅这个字总是不是什么太好的。
In my education.Background is to mix together is not a good word.
所以我就想，年长的弟兄这么说总是有他的道理。
And then so I saw an elderly brother told me I must have a reason.
我就想啊，怎么和弟兄们搅在一起呢？
So I think how I'm going to mix together with them.
所以我就想啊想啊，想到有一天真是圣灵充满了。
So one, I was thinking about it, and one day I know this is like the dwelling of the Holy Spirit.
因为那一次我是帮姊妹在包馄饨，要绞肉馅儿。
Because one time I was helping my wife to do the dumpling stuffing.
所以你要绞肉馅儿的话呢，你要把菜和肉要绞在一起。绞着绞着，我就明白了为什么年长的弟兄说你要和弟兄姊妹绞在一起。
So when I make the dumpling stuffing, you have to put the meat and the vegetables, everything together. When I was mixed together, and all of a sudden I remembered, that means while you are doing the work together, you will be like in one.
因为我很没有耐心，我搅着搅一会儿，我就问我姊妹说，搅完了没有？
Because I was not have enough patience after I mix a little bit, and I'll ask my wife, is it enough?
所以我姊妹讲还没有。
So my wife told me it's not enough. You need to keep doing it.
那么到最后我就不耐烦了，我就说你到底搅到什么程度才算是成了呢？
Then I lose my patience, and I said when they will be like complete.
他说你看你看，你这里边菜是菜，肉是肉，所以这就不能说是这个馅儿就是好了。
If you see the meat and vegetables still separated, then that's not ready.
所以这个时候我感谢主，主就开了我的眼睛。
Then I praised the Lord, and the Lord opened my eyes.
因为肉和菜要搅在一起。
If you put the meat and then the vegetable together.
那么到了菜不再是菜自己。
When the vegetable is not vegetable itself,
那肉也不是肉自己。
And the meat is not the meat itself.
那么这个时候，它就叫馅儿，就可以包馄饨。
Then you call this is called stuffing. Then you can make a dumpling.
那么现在我们就要问了。
Now I have a question.
那么在罗马城里，这九个是浑身带刺儿的弟兄。
These nine brothers, they all have their own thorns.
他们要怎么一个嚼法，他们才能够归为一体呢？
How can they mix together and then become one?
我们注意在格罗西书三章十五节那里，保罗有一句话。
And pay attention why Paul says in Colossians chapter 3 verse
他说叫基督的平安在你们心里作主。
And which is let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts.
我们知道在约翰十四的二十七节。
We know in John 14 verse 27.
那么主对他的门徒讲说，我将我的平安赐给你们。
Lord told his disciples, "Peace I leave with you."
那么我们知道这就是哥罗西书三章十五节讲的那个基督的平安。
This is we know. This is the peace mentioned in Colossians chapter 3 verse 15.
所以你看见了没有？当主把他的平安赐给他的门徒。
You see, when the Lord gave His peace to His disciples.
那么这十二个人他们聚在一起的时候。
This 12 when they get together.
他们里边不是十二个你的平安、我的平安、他的平安。
It is not the 12 different peace together.
因为做渔夫的平安和做税吏的平安和奋锐党的平安，他们彼此是不一样的。
Because the peace of a tax collector, a peace of a fisherman, and it's a different peace.
所以我们的主说，他说我要把我的平安赐给你们。
That's why the Lord told them, I will give you my peace.
所以这十二个人他们在一起的时候。
So when these 12 disciples
他们是十二个人，但是他们里边只有一个平安。
But they only have one peace.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做基督的平安在你们心里作主。
This is called the peace of Christ rule in your heart.
那么现在我们看见在罗马城里有一共有九个人。
Now we see. In Rome, there were nine people.
那么我们说是不错的，是基督的平安把他们彼此都加在一起了。
It is correct. It is the peace of Christ put them together.
但是弟兄姊妹，这不是终点。
But this is not the end.
因为主还有一件事情要做成在他们中间。
Because the Lord has one more thing will accomplish among them.
那么就是主的平安要把他们里边每一个人自己的平安一个一个的都减去了。
That is the peace from the Lord will remove the peace from each individual people's heart.
那保罗是犹太人，所以主的平安在他的里边减去了犹太人的平安。
So, when Paul is a Jew, so the peace from the Lord will remove the peace from a Jew.
阿尼西姆是外邦人，而且是奴隶，那么主的平安要在他里边减去外邦人和奴隶的平安。
So Onesimus is a Gentile and he is a bond servant.
那路加是医生，主的平安在他的里边减去了医生的平安。
Luke is a physician. The peace of the Lord will remove the peace from Luke.
所以你看见了吗？这九位的弟兄他们聚在罗马城里，他们天天不是没有事情干的。
These nine brothers, they get together in Rome. They have a lot of things to do.
主借着各样的事情，在他们九个人的里边，一一的都除去属于他们自己的平安。
The Lord, used all the circumstances, removed all the peace that from the belong to their own.
所以弟兄姊妹，这叫做基督的平安在你们心里做主了。
So the peace of Christ rule in your heart.
那么我们现在看见的，在罗马城里监狱的里边，我们看见的就不再是九个人了。
Now we see in the prison in Rome, there were no longer nine people.
而是九个一。
It is oneness.
所以你现在明白了吗？在以弗所书五章的里边，他说，当基督在你们婚姻的里边，在你家里头就不是两个人，而是两个一。
So now you see when God mentioned in your marriage, in your family, it is not two one, it is one.
所以弟兄姊妹，这叫做归为一体。
This is called to return to the oneness.
所以当保罗他打发弟兄们去哥罗西城的时候。
So when Paul sent brothers to go to Colossae,
他可以蛮有把握的对那里的弟兄姊妹讲，叫他安慰你们的心。
So he has the assurance to tell the brother and sister in Colossae and say he will comfort you.
我们说这怎么可能呢
？I say how can it be?
明明是保罗本人非去不可的。
And it's supposed to be Paul has to go.
因为哥罗西的教会，他们挂念的是保罗。
Because the brother and sister in Colossae, they remember Paul.
但是当弟兄们他们活在归为一体的实际的里边。
When they live in the reality and they return to this oneness.
这九个人当中，无论是哪一个人去。
And no matter who goes from this nine.
他们带去的安慰是一个。
They bring one comfort.
弟兄姊妹们，他们领受的安慰也是一个。
The comfort the brothers and sisters receive is one.
我们在读到旧约历史，在读到以斯拉三章一节的时候。
When we read Ezra chapter 3 verse 1.
神的话说，当以色列人他们在神的面前的属灵光景对的时候。
God says when the Israelites has the right spiritual before God.
他们众人聚集在耶路撒冷城的里边。
They all gather in Jerusalem.
你在耶路撒冷城里边，你不是看见几百个犹太人，几千个犹太人，几万个犹太人，你只看见一个。
You don't see hundreds or thousands or 10,000, you only see one man.
神的话说，他们众人聚集在一起的时候，如同一人。
The Bible tells us the people gathered together as one man to Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，这是兄弟相爱的见证。
And brothers and sisters, this is testimony of the brotherlyhood.
我在美国上过一个学校。
I attend the university in US.
非常好的学校，但是是非常传统的学校。
It's a very good school. It's very traditional.
那么这个学校有一个特点，就是从校长到教授到学生都是基督徒。
And then it's special because from the president to professors and the students, they are all Christian.
那么连花匠到厨子都是基督徒。
Even the gardener and the chef, they all are Christian.
所以我们到哪儿都是彼此称为弟兄姊妹的。
So wherever we go, we all call brothers and sisters.
那么而且学校里有礼拜堂。
And then we have church.
那么一周里边有三个三次的聚会。
We have three gatherings in 1 week.
我想我从那个学校我出来以后，我记得最多的礼拜堂的信息，大概讲的都是我们在基督里。
The most memory I have at the church sermon is we are in Christ.
我们大家经常在一起唱的诗歌就是 A.B. Simpson 弟兄写的唯有基督。
And then the song we sing the most is from A.B. Simpson is It's Jesus Only.
我们在餐厅里边也是彼此的弟兄。
And then in cafeteria we're brothers.
我们甚至到图书馆我们也是彼此的弟兄。
When we are in library we call each other brother.
那么我们看见路边呢这个在维护的我们也是彼此称弟兄的。
And whoever work on campus we all call brother.
但是你出了礼拜堂，你只要回到课室的里边。
But when you are in your classroom,
你看见只有教授是打领带穿西装的。
But you see only the professor can wear tie and wear suit.
学生是不允许的。
And the student are not allowed.
那么如果你要违反这个规定，你的弟兄要起来定你的罪的。
If you against the rule, your brother will come here to criticize.
因为这个是学校的传统。
Because that's the tradition of that school.
所以我们看见了没有？我们可以天天喊弟兄彼此相爱。
See, we can see we love our brother and sister.
但是不知不觉的一条领带就可以把我们分开，就可以把我们分别了。
Without knowing it, one tie can separate us.
那么领带这边是大弟兄，是 faculty 的弟兄。
And on the other one, on one side of the tie, it's a big brother, it's faculty.
那么领带那边呢，是小弟兄，是 student 弟兄。
On the other side of the tie, it will be little brothers and your students.
那么这一条领带在兄弟相爱的中间呢，你是不可以跨过去的。
You cannot cross over the tie, even in the brotherhood love.
那么在那里，你可以看见900个弟兄。
You will see 900 brothers.
这是毫无疑问的。
No doubt about it.
但是你看不见900个一。
But you will not see 900 one.
现在我们的问题就是。
Our problem is.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在这里就比那里的更圣洁吗？
Are we holier than people at that university?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，比宗教更可怕的难道不是宗教的灵吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, this more scary things is more than the religious, it is the spirit of a religious.
求主怜悯我们，叫我们不但爱慕兄弟相爱。
May God have mercy among us. Not only we will love this brotherlyhood love,
我们也能够切实地活在那个归为一体的实际的里边。
But also we need live in this reality to return to this oneness.
那么我们在哥罗西书四章的里边，这段的信息里边，我们还注意到另外一件事情。
In verse 9, we see one thing.
那就是保罗他告诉哥罗西城的弟兄姊妹说。
And Paul told brothers and sisters in Colossae.
那么推基古和阿尼西姆这两个人到你们那里，他们要将这里的一切事告诉你们。
Tychicus and Onesimus to go to you, they will tell you everything what's happening here.
你不觉得这是很稀奇的事情吗？
Don't you think this is interesting?
因为这两个人不是向人讲说有关自己一切的事。
Because these two people were not talking about things about themselves.
而是罗马城监狱里边一切的事，而是那九个人的一切事。
It is everything in the prison in Rome. It is the nine brothers.Everything about these nine brothers.
所以你看见了吗？九位弟兄，他们不单是活在一个归为一体的实际的里边。
And then you see these nine brothers. Not only they live in the reality of this oneness.
而且他们把自己放在彼此完全敞开的那个交通的里边。
And then they put themselves in this open fellowship.
那么我们以为说这九个人里边只有保罗是高高在上的。
We think Paul is better.
所以大家都向他敞开就可以了。
So everybody just opened their hearts towards Paul.
没有这回事的。
It is not such thing.
连保罗自己也把他放在向着同伴完全敞开的交通的里边。
And even Paul himself, he put in this relationship this open communication.
这个敞开是一场到底的敞开。
This open, it will open to all the time.
所以我们从这个希伯来书三章一节，我们读到那句话说：“同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊。”
So in Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1, it says, the brethren sisters who partakes of the heavenly calling.
如果我们彼此之间没有完全敞开的交通，我们怎么能够在一个天召的上面，我们能够同蒙这个天召呢？
Without this transparent relationship and open communication, how can we partake the heavenly calling?
所以我们看见在罗马城的这九位弟兄当中，希伯来书三章一节的这句话，它不是一个字句，不是一个教训，它是一个实际。
And then in the reality in these nine brothers in Rome.So this verse, Hebrews verse 3, verse 1, it is not just a sentence, it is a testimony.
所以这两位弟兄他们到了哥罗西城。
So when these two brothers went to Colossae,
他们当然可以做全体的代表。
And they can represent the whole nine brothers.
他们可以说出保罗深处要说的一切的话。
And they can tell everything that Paul wants to tell them.
他们当然可以回答哥罗西城里的弟兄姊妹问起的那关于保罗坐监的一切的事情。
They can answer all the questions about everything Paul in prison.
因为他们不单知道那个会祷告的保罗，会讲道的保罗。
Not only they know Paul, which is who can speak, who can pray.
就是连那个饮食起居的保罗他们也一样的知道。
They even know the daily life of Paul.
弟兄姊妹，这是弟兄相爱的见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is the testimony of the love of brotherhood.
那么我们现在来看这个四章的十节。
And now let's see verse 10.
巴拿巴的表弟马可也问你们，说到这马可，你们已经受了吩咐，他若到了你们那里，你们就接待他。
Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, about whom you receive instructions, if he comes to you, welcome him.
那么这里有两个字，我们先要解释一下。
I would like to explain two words.
那么吩咐这个字是命令的意思。
To instruct.
是。
Is to order.
Yeah.
To command.
是一个口气比较重的字眼。
It is more serious.
那么第二，接待这个字在原来的文字里边，它不但有接纳的意思。
In the second one is to receive. In the original words, not only means to receive.
那么，而且他这个很明显的，这个里边他是讲到重新的接纳。
And here talking about to accept again.
那么我们都知道马可的故事。
We know the story of Mark.
不单是他是马可福音的作者。
Not only he wrote the book of Mark.
给我们印象最深的应该算是行传十二章二十五节到行传十三章十三节的那一段的故事。
And we know the story, most likely is from Acts chapter 12:25 to 13:13.
那么当时保罗他是开始第一次的巡回传道。
That was Paul's first ministry.
那么马可呢是跟随保罗和巴拿巴左右的人。
Mark was with Paul and Barnabas.
但是到了中途走到庞菲利亚这个地方。
But when in the middle of Pamphylia,
那么马可就掉头离开这两个人，他就打道回府了。
And Mark left them and went back home.
那么马可是在主面前做了逃兵的人。
You will see Mark escaped from the Lord.
这是一件很严肃的事情。
That was very serious.
那么这不单是保罗认定的事实。
And that is the fact that Paul mentioned.
那么这个各地的教会的弟兄姊妹，他们也是这么认定的。
And then all the churches and then have the same saying.
那么也就因着这件事情，马可和各地教会的弟兄姊妹，他和保罗之间的那个交通就中断了。
Because of this, the relationship between Mark with Paul and then the brothers and sisters at churches are cutting off.
那么这一点是我们读到哥罗西书四章十节的时候向我们证明了的事实。
This is what the Colossians chapter 4 verse 10told us.
我们可以说马可的一生，他完全可以在庞菲利亚那个地方他画一个句号。
We can say maybe Mark's life will stop at Pamphylia.
因为我们的主也在约翰十五章里边那边说过。
Even in the Lord and said in John chapter 15.
枝子若是离开了葡萄树，它的结局必然是枯干，而且扔在火里烧了。
If the branches departed from the vine, and he will be withered and it will be burned.
马可已经离开了葡萄树。
Mark departed the vine.
他有完全足够的理由，甚至他对自己，他都放弃，他可以说让这个枝子就枯干了。
He had reasons because he gave up, and then this branch will be withered.
但是谁都没有想到。
And then no one would thought.
保罗他在这里又提到了马可。
And then Paul mentioned Mark again.
并且向众人证明说他是在罗马城的监狱里边和保罗一同坐监的。
He proved that Mark was prisoned with Paul in Rome.
这不是叫人跌破眼镜的事吗？
And then this is really amazed, surprised everybody.
而且保罗还说，他说在奉哥里的人中，马可是叫我心里得安慰的。
And then Paul also says, and then in the among those circumcision, and Mark was the one comforted me.
因为这是一句很特别的话。
This is very special word.
因为马可不但回来了。
And not only Mark returned.
保罗心中的伤痕也抚平了。
And then Paul was comforted.
那么这个伤痕不但叫保罗放弃了马可。
This wound.
这个伤痕。
This wound didn't let Paul give up.
不但叫保罗放弃了马可。
Oh, that disappointment not only let Paul.Give up Mark.
这教会也放弃了马可。
Also, the churches gave up Mark.
我们不知道从庞菲利亚到罗马城将近十年的路程，马可是怎么走过来的。
We don't know how Mark lived from Pamphylia to Rome.
圣经没有给我们进一步的细节让我们知道。
The Bible didn't mention that part.
但是人可以放弃，主从来不放弃。
Man can give up the other one, but our Lord will never give us up.
因为神向人守约是慈爱。
Because God keeps His commandment.
多少次的失败和绝望。
Many failures and despair.
主总是用慈绳爱索，把浪子牵引回到他的家中。
And then the Lord always take the prodigal sons
但是弟兄,
back to his house.
但是弟兄姊妹，你不要以为罗马城是马可一路跟随主的终点。
Dear brothers and sisters, do not think Rome is the end of Mark follow the Lord.
这只是他的起点。
That is his starting point.
因为我们的主后来把自己的生平都托付给了这个人生记录不是怎么太光彩的人。
Because our Lord entrusted Mark to write down the life of of himself.
所以就有了我们手上的马可福音。
That's why we have the book of Mark.
我们今天读马可福音。
When we read the book of Mark.
我们一直要读到主的再来。
We will read until the Lord return.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，马可不是他自己的故事。
Dear brothers and sisters, Mark did not write his own story.
这难道不是我的故事、你的故事、我们大家的故事吗？
Isn't this yours and mine and everybody's story?
主的慈爱怜悯深过最深海洋。
The mercy and the grace of God is deeper than ocean.
高过最高苍天。
And then higher than heaven.
而且越久越深，越久越甜。
And it's deeper and sweeter.
甚至保罗自己，他在回顾自己一生的时候，他也不得不说。
Even Paul, when he think of his whole life, he has to say.
林前十五章时，他说：“我今日成了何等的人，是蒙神的恩才成的。”
And then, in First Corinthians, and then he said, I am what I am. It is because God's grace.
我们为什么今天那么看重马可的故事？
And then why today, I would like to mention the story of Mark.
因为马可是我自己的故事。
Because the story of Mark, it is also my own story.
马可曾经不止一次地从主面前做逃兵。
Mark escaped from the Lord not only one time.
第一次是在马可十四章的五十一节。
The first time is in Mark chapter 14,
verse 51. 第二次是在行传的十三章十三节。
And the second time is in Acts chapter 13, verse 13.
像这样一个失败到一败涂地的人，
And the people who's totally failed, like him.
教会当然有理由和他断绝交通的。
And of course the church has reason to cut him off.
但是浪子在主的爱里回头了。
But this prodigal returned in the love of Christ.
现在教会也需要在主的爱里回头。
And then our church needs to return in the love of Christ.
所以在哥罗西书四章十节，保罗才对教会说：“你们要重新的来接纳马可这位弟兄。”
That is why in Colossians chapter 4 verse 10 and tell churches you need welcome Mark again.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今天弟兄相爱，我们常常的就爱到了那个优生学的那个淘汰的规则里边去了。
And then today, when we love brothers and sisters, we will just go to the wrong way, which is like elimination, which is love the one who is better.
所以我们彼此聚集，高的壮的我们都爱进来了。
And we get together, we like these better ones.
那么矮的弱的我们就爱出去了。
And we don't like those the weak ones, the failures.
我们自己不知道得罪了主几千几万次。
We against our Lord 1,000 even 10,000 times.
好像马太十八章里边那个欠了主人一千万两银子的仆人。
It's like the servant in book of Matthew, and the servant and own his master.1,000,000 talents.
主从来都是免我们的债的。
The Lord always forgave our debts.
但是那个仆人出了门。
But when that servant went out,
却为了十两银子就掐住他的同伴的那个喉咙。
For 10 talents, and he will choke his companion. Yeah.
逼着他还债。
And then forced him to pay him back.
所以现在我们明白了为什么保罗要用这么重的口气来命令哥罗西的弟兄姊妹。
Now we understand why Paul take this so seriously to ask the brother and sister at Colossae.
他说：“我命令你们，你们要重新的接纳马可。”
He said, "I order you to accept."Mark again.
今天也许哥罗西的教会里边还有人放心不下马可。
Maybe some brothers and sisters at the church of Colossae still get hold of what Mark did before.
他们还会问保罗说，
they probably will ask Paul,
你能不能保证马可明天就不做逃兵？
Can you guarantee Mark will not escape again?
他既然跑过两次，
He escaped twice before.
又有谁能够担保他不跑三次、五次、十次呢？
Who can guarantee he will not escape again three times or even five times, ten times?
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
主是怎样的爱我们？
And how the Lord loves us?
难道我们手里要拿着保证书，我们才能弟兄彼此相爱吗？
Do we have to do brotherlyhood love with this guarantee letter?
所以保罗说，
So Paul said,
只要马可在神的家里，
Unless Mark in the house of God,
你们就要爱他，接纳他。
You will love him and accept him.
这是弟兄相爱的见证。
That's the testimony of a brotherlyhood love.
我们看到在哥罗西书四章这最后一段的信息里。
And we will see at the last, at the message in the last chapter.
保罗借着这一个一个的人向我们讲弟兄相爱。
And Paul tells us the brotherlyhood love through those brothers.
弟兄姊妹，这是不错的，我们都是蒙了主恩的人。
It is right, we are all received mercy of our Lord.
但是我们也不能否认说我们都是老粗。
And then we cannot deny that we don't understand.
我们个个都是浑身长满了刺。
We all come with thorns.
眼睛里头长着梁木。
We have a log in our eyes.
嘴里带着刀的人。
And our mouths come with knives.
蒙恩的罪人怎么能够彼此相爱？
And then how do sinners even receive grace to love one another?
我们常常不要说看见弟兄姊妹真实的光景，我们就是看我们自己的光景，我们都会在问教会见证的路在哪里。
And then not even mention when we see the circumstances of our brothers and sisters, even when we see our own weaknesses, we will say, where is the way for the testimony of the church?
我们感谢主在哥罗西书三章十五节那里说。
And then praise the Lord in Colossians chapter 5 verse 15 says,
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里作主。
And then may the peace of Christ rule your hearts.
你们也为此蒙召归为一体。
And then,you are called and then into one.
唯有这样弟兄相爱在我们中间才是切实可行。
Only this, the brotherlyhood love can be manifest among us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为你没有撇弃我们。
Because you did not forsake us.
你把这些宝贝的话你今天就说在我们里面。
You speak to us those precious words today.
你不但说了你宝贝的话。
Not only you speak to us.
你也把这一个一个的见证人如同云彩一样围着我们。
And you let those testimonies around us like clouds.
叫我们知道你放在我们前面那条见证的路是实在的，是可以走得通的。
And then we know the way that you put before us.That's from the brotherlyhood.
主，我们要在你面前再一次奉献我们自己。
We will consecrate ourselves to you.
奉献我们的家庭。
And consecrate our family to you.
也把你的教会交在主你的手中。
We place your church into your hands.
愿教会在地上成为你明亮的见证。
May your church be the bright testimony of you.
不但照亮四周的黑暗。
Not only enlighten.In the darkness around us,
还能够在你再来的时候
and when you come back,
我们都能够讨着主你的欢喜
we will be pleased by you,
使你的心意能够得着满足
and we will satisfy your heart,
你会向我们说有忠心有良善的仆人
so you will say to us, my faithful servant,
我们感谢你
we thank you,
靠主耶稣得胜的名求
in the victorious name of the Lord, amen, amen.